Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your living word, and may it be alive in me and in each one of us tonight. Give us, Lord, a clear vision of the truth and confident assurance of your love. Amen. In my sermon this evening, I want us to celebrate the amazing dimensions of God's love for you, for me, and for the whole world. My text are those wonderful words from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Paul's prayer. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. In times of change and challenge, we stand on such promises of God, made known to us in Christ. Our lives are rooted in his promises. Think for a moment about that word rooted that Paul uses here. What a joy that we can say we are rooted and established in love. Sadly, not everyone can say that tonight. And I'm sure we can bring to mind those whose lives are perhaps in less deep soil, rooted in other things, perhaps rooted in hate or anger or despair. But we are rooted and established in God. Think of the roots of a plant. They are unseen, but they are vital. Roots take water in and nutrients to keep it alive. And likewise, tonight, we thirst and long for God. We know our need as we come here this evening, and God knows it too. We thirst for God and his love, which will nourish us and keep us alive, keep our faith alive. Roots anchor a plant to the ground and support it. And likewise, we are firmly anchored in God, grounded in his love, supported by those everlasting arms that are beneath us, and supported by those around us this evening, family and Christian friends. Our roots run deep, very deep. Deep into Christian history, our heritage, our foundation, as we remember those who have gone before us, who passed on the faith to us. Yes, we are rooted in God and in Christ. As we reminded ourselves in our worship this morning, Jesus said, I am the true vine, you are the branches. And tonight we abide in him. Hence we have the wonderful cluster of grapes over there. So in my sermon this evening, I hope for us once again to understand, to grasp this truth, and to know the love of Christ in all its breadth and length, its height and depth. So let us consider in turn and wonder at the breadth, length, height, and depth of God's love. Firstly, we consider the breadth of God's love. How far-reaching it is. Well, we can go no further than that wonderful verse from John's Gospel. For God so loved, not just you or me, not just the church, but God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. The world, all of creation. Such is the breadth of God's love that no one is left out. God has no favorites. Whosoever will may come and receive his love. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 98, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. No one is beyond God's concern or reach. In times in his life, Jesus would see a vast, hungry crowd, and his provision was always equal to it. We live in a world with many needs, but God's provision is available. Through his generosity, through his abundance and love, he can meet the needs of the many. Such love. How do we compare? Well, we know our love, our resources of love cannot reach that far, cannot compare. We confess that our love, rather than being broad, is far too narrow. We love those who are like us. We love those who we like. Sometimes we keep God's love to ourselves, but we cannot, and we should not. The church is never a container of God's love, but a conduit, a channel to direct God's love where it is needed most. I recently came across the phrase liquid church. Liquid church, think about that. It's a phrase which pictures the church as a movement, dynamic, responding to needs, flowing where the Spirit leads, where there is need. Are we a liquid church, channeling the love of God? Looking further and further afield, I pray that there may be an increasing breadth in my loving and my compassion, and also that of our church. Let us continue in our mission and service to those who do not know God's love or do not feel that they are loved tonight. May our love never be too narrow or never run dry, but overflow. Like the love of God in all its breadth, may our love embrace our differences and reach out in compassion to others. May God broaden our vision, lift our view to the horizon, see the bigger picture, the larger mission field. So we marvel at the breadth of God's love. And then Paul invites us to marvel at the length of God's love. And that tells us that God's love is unending, from beginning to end. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. They are new this evening. And that's good news. That God's love knows no end. God's love runs like a golden thread through all time, through salvation history, through the Bible, from beginning to end. Love is victorious. So St. Paul could write, faith, hope, and love remain, and the greatest of these is love. And this greatest love is God's gift to you day by day. God will supply you with all the love that you need. Love for your family and your friends, and love for those that you find it most difficult to get along with. They also need God's love and ours. And doesn't God give to us his love in daily installments? We can look back and say, Lord, you have brought me this far, and you will lead me on. Your love will never fail. When we think our resources are running low, God will always top us up until we have that fullness. I think of that boy with the loaves and the fishes. When we feel we have little, powerless to act, God steps in and transforms and multiplies our humble offerings. When, like those disciples who once were struggling on the stormy sea with a harsh wind, rowing hard against the elements, darkness closing in, Jesus comes near, walking out to us, reaching out to us. Such is his love. He is our example. So, like the love of God in all its length, may our love be a love that never ends. We've grasped there again the breadth and the length of God's love. What we can call the horizontal dimensions. Now we consider the vertical dimensions of his love, the height and the depth. Let's think about the height of God's love. What do we mean by height? We talk about the height of fashion, the height of good taste, the height of one's career. Height is about the pinnacle of something. And on the cross, Christ showed us the very heights of God's love, the purest form of love. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their lives for their friends. And in the cross of Jesus, we see it was also for his enemies as well. Such is the height of his love. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Yes, we fail. We are selfish. But when we once more again remember the heights of God's love, we are inspired and challenged to strive for perfection in love, to strive for the best. And I pray that in all your relationships and connections, even those difficult ones, as far as it depends on you and upon me, you can strive for the heights of love. God's love reaches to the skies. But lastly, it also reaches down to the depths. Let us finally consider the depth of God's love. I suppose depth is about plummeting deep into darkness. And Christ certainly did that when he brought us back to God. The depth of his love took Jesus to hell and back again. I think I've told you before about the film director James Cameron. And back in Easter 2012, he accomplished what was called the greatest dive for humankind. In a very small submarine, James Cameron dived down 7 miles in the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific Ocean, a depth deep enough to swallow the world's tallest mountain whole. Imagine that. What an adventure. What risk. What danger. James Cameron dived to the bottom of the world, facing enormous pressures and freezing temperatures. Only 2 others had ever gone before him. And there he shone a light into that strange, dark world and captured images and returned safely. And tonight, once again, we remember Christ's giant dive for humankind and the unfathomable depths of his love. Unlike James Cameron, who was protected in that submarine, that pressurized sub, Christ's mission and the finality of it on the cross left him exposed and vulnerable. He came under ferocious pressure. The powers of darkness did their worst. On the cross, he was crushed beneath our load. And yet, he trusted his Father completely. And come Easter morning, light would scatter the darkness, and he would return safely as a victor. What a journey from the heights of heaven down to the depths of hell and back again. Who can fathom the depths of his love? And as we remember Christ on his cross, we see there one who suffers with us and for us. The cross is not only a declaration of forgiveness and reconciliation, but also one of solidarity. in the depths of our despair. We are not alone. God has been there. In Jesus, He is there. He won through, and He will bring us through our crosses and losses. And His resurrection confirms that the worst thing is never the last thing. So we rejoice today. We go forward from here in the love of God. In obedience, we follow where Christ has led. The God who gave us roots also gives us wings. You see, when you are rooted in God, you are free to go places, to face new situations, to embrace change, even when it is unwelcome. With far-sighted eyes, we shall rise on wings like eagles. So we let go of what is behind us, that we might take hold of what lies ahead, and together press on for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is our hope. God is making all things new. New life, new love. So tonight we have celebrated the dimensions of God's love. But I'm not asking you to know about it. Not head knowledge. But tonight, to receive that love deep into your heart, to believe in it, even if you don't feel worthy, and we often don't. God loves us more than we love ourselves. But take God at His word. May you have power with all God's people to seize the love of God in all its breadth, its length, its height, and its depth. Grasp it, know it, live it, and share it, today and always. Amen. Let us just take a moment to pray and to reflect on the Word of God for us this evening. And listen for His voice. Jesus, Thou art all compassion. Pure, unbounded love Thou art. Visit us with Thy salvation. Enter every trembling heart and grant us peace. Amen.